You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm in the Dog Bowl, and we're joined by a very special guest right now, Browns rookie cornerback Charles Gaines out of Louisville. Charles, welcome to the show. How you doing, man?
Thanks for having me, Dog Pound.
Yes, the Dog Pound certainly is happy to have you here. Now, let me ask you, what's it been like for you so far getting your start here in the National Football League, your first rookie minicamp, OTAs? How are you feeling?
Well, my first rookie minicamp was a big change, just being around so many good athletes that's really just coming out the grind, and they purpose for just going hard and stuff like that, and really trying to take in all the knowledge we could in them little couple of days, that little weekend span, and just trying to learn from everything that's going on, from like the quarterbacks that's getting the ball out faster, the O-lines and they reads, and the running backs, the splits of wide receivers and stuff like that, and most of all the coaching. The coaching was just really on another level and things like that.
Charles, how has it been being in a very talented cornerback or defensive back room? You're playing and learning from the likes of Joe Hayden, Tremont Williams, and just what experience have you gained from them thus far? And then also, too, how have they kind of nurtured you along in the process?
Well, the first thing coming in was like how these guys gonna take me in as a rookie, and hearing stuff like coming in as a rookie drafted at cornerback. Some of these guys like think you gonna come in and take their job, and so some of them probably like avoid, like try to give you the knowledge of what they learn and stuff like that. But it wasn't nothing like that. I came in, Tremont, great guy. He been in the league going on, I think, 10 years. Joe Hayden, great experience out there, just making the Pro Bowl and stuff like that. And I just learned from him. Every time I ask him a question, like from the littlest things, like what do you look at far as in bunch concepts and stuff like that, Joe Hayden don't hesitate. He just give me what he look at things, make my job a little more easy. And it always just been a lot of knowledge. He ain't never like shy away from like, nah, you got to learn on your own, or you got to get in the playbook. He never said nothing like that. Those guys just really come out and just show me what they know, and like, all right, watch me on this play. When they call this, I'm going to do this. It's my reason for doing this. And so when I go out there, I'm like, all right, I'm going to try not to make the same mistake twice and learn from it. And just coming in that meeting room and just knowing, like, you got to put all the jokes and laughter aside and just focus in. Like, and from them being in the league for so long, you would think they was rookies as well. They take their job very serious. They go out there and grind, hustle to the ball, and coach don't have to really tell them about things more than one time. After he tell them the first time, they get the job done.
And what's it like having Aaron Glenn, you know, to learn from, who was very successful in this league for so long, and you got three defensive back coaches out there now. How has that kind of worked for you as well?
With Coach Glenn and Coach Half, it's been a real blessing. It go back to the little things. The little things really matter to them. From what he tell Joe Hayden, he expect me to go out there and do the same thing. He just want me to be me, far as that's the reason why they drafted me and things like that. Physicalness, hustle, understanding football, and Coach Glenn, he just so close to the game. He done played the game for so long, and it's just a blessing to just go home some days and just, I want to just watch Coach Glenn and his technique, and the same thing he did in his years of playing the game of the football and stuff like that. It really just opened my eyes, and it just was a blessing to just be around those guys and stuff like that.
Charles, talk about your game in particular for those Browns fans who may not have been able to tune into any of your games while you were at Louisville. Are you an in-your-face press man guy? Are you better, more comfortable from off? Or are you going to be a ball hawk? Are you going to be somebody who's going to compete for every ball? Just give them a general synopsis of what they could expect for those fans who are going to come to training camp and watch practice.
Well, as far as myself, I like to get up on the receivers, try to disrupt them at the line, learning from Joe Hayden, learning from Tremont Williams and stuff like that. That's very important. But the biggest thing is just Joe Hayden getting the knowledge from Coach Glenn, like the press concept. It really, in this NFL, like playing off the quarterbacks are very smart. I learned that first day of going with the rookie. So you playing off, that's a easy pass and catch and throw. So just going up there, disrupting them, learning how to disguise different like formations and stuff like that. But it's really like I like to go up there and press. Playing off, I don't really want to do that right now. I just try to focus in on what my coach is telling me right now. And sometimes I get the chance to look at Tremaine that came from a off coverage team and been playing it for so long, and how he just understand route concepts and splits and stuff like that. And it's just a blessing to just to be able to get the Joe Hayden playing press and the Tremaine Williams playing off. But now all of our defense is built on pressing, disrupting the receiver at the line, getting our hands on him, working our technique, our foots, our feet, and just having an understanding where the receiver's at all time and stuff like that.
We're talking with Browns rookie quarterback Charles Gaines. Originally, you were a wide receiver recruit, so we know you can catch the ball. 7 interceptions there at Louisville. And you also returned some kicks. Have you gotten any run return in the return game thus far?
Yes, I have got a couple of returns with Duke Johnson's and stuff like that. It's just a blessing to learn from him what he's seeing from not only a kickoff return guy from a running back standpoint, just to be behind him and seeing him make cuts. And I just like, sometimes I like to play the fullback role of it, like what you seeing here and just learning from those guys, and Travis Benjamin and stuff like that. So it's a real blessing to just be here. I'm happy to be a part of the Cleveland Browns, dog pound. And one day I hope to retire from here.
We certainly are happy to have you as well. Who has been the toughest receiver for you to go up against so far on the Browns?
I really don't have a chance to go up against Hawkins and stuff like that. But I had a chance to go up against him in the red zone and whatnot. But just the quickness, the here one moment, there the next, like, all right, eyes, you got to keep your eyes on him. And you just got to focus in. You got to block out everything, even sometimes like the coaching part. Like, all right, coach say do this, but coach, he did this so fast, so my reaction to this was like this. And it's just like coming in the locker room, asking him like key detail, like what made you widen me? What made you like do this and step and get to that point of time and things like that. And he just give me the knowledge back so fast and so quick. So when I go home and watch film, it's be like, all right, next time I get a chance to go up against Hawkins and stuff like that, I be able to do this. And as far as like outside Travis Benjamin, it just playing off our first couple of days in OTAs was like, oh man, like, and Hartline, he a great receiver. Coach that said, slow your tempo down and just be you. And I'm like, dang, coach, this man played a couple of years in the league and he moving fast, but at the end of the day, like coach said, you probably a little faster than him, but I'm like, I'm gonna respect him a little bit. But as the time went on, the games went to slowing down and stuff like that, just going home and looking at Tremaine and Joe Hayden like on practice film, like, and just building up confidence.
Charles, my last question for you is, and it's been a consistent message for most of the draft class here in Cleveland. Walk us through the draft process. Did you have any contact with the Browns, either at the combine? Did they work you out? Did you come in prior to the draft? And most of the Browns that were drafted here in the rookie class kind of knew that Cleveland liked them a whole lot. Was that the same in your case?
Well, it wasn't really so. I didn't get a workout with the Browns. I had a chance to talk to them at the combine with Coach Glenn. We were talking football, and I feel like it was just the same message that they was giving everyone. I didn't get a visit to the Cleveland Browns. But one thing I could say, Coach Charlie Strong was always telling me before I even went to the combine, like, the Browns going to come pick you up. And I'm like, the Browns ain't going to come pick me up. They got Joe Hayden. They got Gibb. They got Whitner. They got Gilbert that they just drafted last. I'm like, the Browns ain't going to come pick me up. But he always was telling me, like, the Browns going to come pick you up. So it was, like, I think it was the second, third day of the draft. I was just home. And 10 minutes before the Browns called, Coach Strong called, and he was like, be by your phone, the Browns gonna call you in a minute. So I'm like, what you know, coach? You feel what I'm saying? Things like that. But once they called, it was a blessing. It was a blessing to get a chance to be around some great athletes. And I was just so hyped to get here and things like that. And then the first day I did get up here, we went out to dinner or whatnot with Joe and Whitner, and it was like, coach gonna put it on you in rookie minicamp. I'm like, I'm ready. and then the speed that got the picking up. But as I got around those guys and really understand what's going on, now I could play with more confidence and be able to do what I've been doing in the past. And most of all, now it's just taking coaching and trying to ask the most questions as possible.
That's exactly what it is.
Charles, you've referenced watching film a lot. Is it a different level of watching film here in the NFL than it was for you in college? Is that something you did a lot of at Louisville? And how is it different now?
Well, watching film, I always was a big part of watching film and understanding splits and alignments from just coming from the offensive side of the ball and things like that. With my offensive coordinator, Coach Watts, he was always big on aligning in the correct alignment to try to make everything look the same and stuff like that. But on this level right here, everyone is good from the tall to the shorts to the small to the bigs. Every receiver is got something special. God, now you can really see the God-given ability. Some people, all receivers ain't fast, but they might be strong, might be quicker than others. And most of all, it's just really just trying to be a student of the game. I feel like on this level, everyone had that. I got a little gimme to like far as like being smart. Everyone
sure.
Understand what's going on. I feel like not a day I should go home and not watch film, because I feel like everyone on this level, especially on the Cleveland Browns staff, watching film or trying to beat the person in front of them. And it's just my why, like why I do things, and like my kids, my mom, my dad, I refuse to go out there and just get embarrassed in front of them, especially at home and them being at the game and stuff like that. So whatever I could do to go home and just better myself, not only just watching film, just probably working on my technique, and most of all, asking questions. Like, that was something like in college, like, as far as me knowing the defense, like, I know what I'm doing, so I ain't really have to ask questions. But every chance I get, I try to ask questions, even if it's the questions from day one install. Like, I want to know about it to be up on my game, especially watching KK and things like that, and Kawan Williams and stuff like that. He's just so smart on the field as a nickelback. Like, he's something special. So I just want to pick up on everything that's going on around me, not only Tremont, but not only Joe, but KK, Kawan Williams, a great nickel player for us, and he make a lot of plays. So I just really sometimes go home and just study him, like what he thinking and stuff like that.
Are you working both inside and outside?
Yes, I play both inside and outside, and that's a blessing. Get the chance to be sometimes, I go down there with the nickels and the safety sometimes, but most of all, I just really just pay attention to
sure.
those guys and what they thinking. I try to pick their brain a lot.
So I've heard that you're a pretty good trash talker out there on the field.
I do a little something, especially once I get the understanding of what's going on.
That confidence and comfort zone.
Not even the confidence. It's just
the confidence is there. I can see you smiling right now.
Like, it just basically is the understanding what's going on. Cause like in college, it probably was, all right, cover three and go out there and run cover three.
Yeah.
That even though they come out in empty, you still in cover three. No, well, a team come out, we call cover three, and they come out in a certain formation. That cover three done switched on to a whole nother thing. It'd be, all right, cover three, white. Like, oh my God, black on yellow. You feel what I'm saying? So it just be different calls for, like, every formation. You never know, like, what's going on. And then, as far as in our room, Coach Half and Coach Glenn just feel like we control the whole defense. We the strength of the defense. So we go out there and just, especially with Whitner, oh my God.
Is he the best trash talker on the team?
Not even the best trash talker. He's probably just one of the smartest persons on the field at the time. So then you be like, dang, Coach, we supposed to did this, but Whit ran this. You be like, nah, that's Whit. Don't pay attention to that. Throw that out. Throw that out the window. Like, you know, Whit, you know, whatever he see on the field, he going to adjust to it. And it's just be like, oh, Lord. So I try to go pick his brain as well, because sometimes I don't see him be like, no. Matter of fact, we call that, but you run this. I'm like, hold on. You don't give me an MA. He's like, man, you run this. I see something. You feel what I'm saying? And be like, all right, I'm going to do it then. All right, we'll talk about it later and things like that. So I just learned from those guys. And with Whitney back there, I feel way more confident and stuff like that.
Who's the best trash talker on offense?
Right now, you think I don't really see too many guys like really talking too much on trash, because at the end of the day, we just got a new offensive scheme and offensive coaches, I think. So everybody is just really trying to master their craft and try to focus in on what's going on. And probably around camp, you'll probably find some trash talker. I know Whit was messing with the receivers the other day and stuff like that. And they were like, all right, now they're going to come back to the point where we're going to get on y'all.
It always does.
And it's a blessing just to see grown men just having fun. Like,
yeah.
And like, all right, it ain't really about the paper. All right, some people are all right. They getting paid to do it. Nah, some people just kind of work and have fun.
So in addition to coming to work and having fun, studying the film as you're doing, picking the brain of all these veterans, you also have time to interact with some of the youth here. You were just at First Energy Stadium, the Browns Youth Football Camp, about 200 kids out there. What was that like, getting your first kind of taste of getting out there with the next generation of the Dog Pound?
It was great. It was great. First off, just letting the kids know where we came from and what schools we came from, what positions we played. Growing up in my youth, I didn't have like things like that coming up. We just went out there and just listened to coaches run drills and stuff. So to see it firsthand, like, oh, these guys really in the NFL, and they was here at one point of time, and just see the smiles and the happiness on them kids' faces when we walked in the stadium, like, oh. And not only that, they knew who we were. So I was a big shock to me, like, oh, they young, 12-year-olds, 9-year-old kids really knowing who we are. So we really, like, have a real big impact on not only in Cleveland, around the world. Like, a lot of kids drove here from different probably cities and states and stuff like that, to see not only like learn from other cultures, but like to get to know us as players and things like that. So it was a great experience. Thanks for the parents for bringing them out and stuff like that.
Charles, certainly has been a pleasure to have you up here today. This will be my final question for you. Come in here in the AFC North, you know, Steve Smith's in Baltimore, Antonio Brown's in Pittsburgh, AJ Green's in Cincinnati. Which one of those guys would you most like to match up with?
To be honest, I'm just ready to go handle business. Whoever coach have for Coach Glenn put me out there to stick from the boundary to the field, I'm ready to go handle my business. They got a family. They tie their shoes just like I tie my shoes, and I like my coaching over their coaching any day. So I'm going to believe in what my room believe in, and play like a Brown. Like, go out there with relentless effort, and I got here for a reason, so I'm gonna just do what I've been doing and focus in a little more. I know them guys did a lot to get here, and it was so crazy that you said Smith and stuff like that, because I was going in on the play, and Coach was like, "You got to pay attention to the slot, because if that was Smith, he would have knocked you out." I'm like, "Knocked who out?" Coach was like, "I'm like looking at Coach like he would have knocked who out?" But and when I go back and watch this highlight that earlier that day was like, yeah, he really was knocking people out. So I'm like, all right, next time I won't make that mistake again. But you ain't in our room got the same color on that I have. I feel like you against us. So it's like balls to the walls. Like, we're going to go out there and have fun. But in the day, it's a business. It's a reason. And it's a why I'm out here. I'm representing something bigger than my last name. So it's on. Like, just have fun and protect yourself. Why are you doing it?
Charles, it has been a pleasure. I wish you the best of luck getting out there as you keep going. This is a lot of fun. Thank you so much. And, you know, keep getting after it. And so you can get out there, watch that film, talk that trash, and make some plays for the Cleveland Browns.
Thanks for having me. I wish to be up here very soon.
All right. Charles Gaines, the Browns rookie corner out of Louisville. Quite the engaging young man. Wish him the best of luck. We'll be back with more Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, right after this.